Hello, and welcome back to the Balance and Barbells podcast. I'm your host, Kayla Dirk, and I'm an online personal trainer and coach helping women create balanced health and fitness routines that are realistic and help them reach their goals. Every week, I release a new episode to help you create a balanced and healthy lifestyle by focusing on your daily routines, habits, and overall consistency. Our motto is consistency over perfection, always. So on this podcast, we always talk about realistic ways that you can balance out your health and fitness routines into a daily and consistent lifestyle. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to another episode. I am getting really excited about some of the content that I have coming for you guys. I know that just being the new year, a lot of you are looking for just some inspirational content. And this is probably my favorite month to do content in, is towards the end of January and the start of February. Because here's the thing, if you are still working on your fitness goals right now, you are ahead of 90% of the people who started New Year's resolutions. Because this is around the time where people start to get a little unmotivated and to start feeling like their goals aren't getting accomplished. And if you're looking for a short win, or if you're looking for really fast results, this is especially the time that you're going to start seeing people kind of dropping off and their New Year's resolutions kind of start to fizzle out because that excitement isn't there anymore. And there's not a lot of things driving necessarily the motivation. Now is the time when discipline is kicking in. And this is one of my absolute favorite times of year to talk to people about their fitness goals, to really help kind of push and motivate people. The people that I've signed up in January, if they start to kind of fizzle out, I think it is so fun to really rev it up this time of year. And here's why. As a fitness coach, I preach about it all of the time. You have to have discipline and you have to have structure in your routine if you want to see results pretty much in anything you do. And if you want to be successful at anything you do, you have to do it consistently. And I will preach that until the day I die. And pretty much anything that you do, you have to do it consistently. And I will always say consistency over perfection. And I think it's really important that when you are applying this, you also think of the aspect of how you're going to balance it out and how it's going to actually work in your life. Instead of just always thinking about like, oh, I want to do this and this is how I'm going to do it, or I want to do this, and just kind of dreaming it up. Because a lot of times you can say, I'm going to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. I see ads on it on Instagram. I'm going to do this, this, and this in order to kind of get me to that goal. And then you really start to kick it off and you see, huh, it's not really working that way. And now your motivation is no longer your driving force. Now your discipline and now the amount of how bad you want it is what is going to be driving if you're going to achieve that goal or not. And you're going to kind of learn over time that as you start doing things and as you start getting comfortable with things, you learn along the way. And the way that you thought maybe you were going to reach that goal in the first time isn't necessarily the way that you're going to get there. And maybe you're finding, hey, I said I was going to meal prep 3 times a week. That is just not sustainable for me. There is just no way I can keep up with that. I need to find a better method so that I can actually keep up with my nutrition goal, but not fall off because it's just not sustainable. And that's okay. And that's something that you kind of have to acknowledge as you start to kind of learn and you get better at this. So this is, again, my favorite time of really coaching, because I know that the people who really, really want to achieve a goal, or who really are not only just motivated, but driven to get to that goal, are still with me and are still really pushing because they want to stay motivated past January. So that is what we're talking about today. All of my tips for staying motivated past the new year and how, if you really want to reach your goals, these are the keys to success. I'm also thinking about running through a few different podcast ideas. I love having multiple podcasts up a week. And I also think it'd be kind of fun to kind of incorporate some new things into the podcast, just some things that you can kind of expect each week. I was chatting with my sister a little bit about some podcast ideas the other day, and she was telling me that some of her favorite ones incorporate content and ideas around things that they're currently loving. And I kind of got the idea of doing something like, maybe I share the products that I'm currently loving or the things that I've personally purchased that I'm loving. As an influencer, I definitely get sent a lot of products and I try a lot of different things, and I try to keep things very authentic where I'm only sharing things that I absolutely love and things that I absolutely love and use myself. Sometimes things will just, like, if I get a PR package, I'll snap a picture of it and I'll share it online. And then if I start to use it and you kind of notice that it's not incorporated into my daily routine, it's not something that I'm using on a daily basis or absolutely love. Like, maybe I like it, But like when I love something, I feel like I shout it from the rooftops from my social media. Like you guys know when I love something because I am a routine queen. I literally share the same things over and over and over again and the things that just make me happy and make me feel my best. So I was thinking about adding maybe a section into the podcast where we kind of just like chat through some of my favorite things that I'm currently loving. Maybe we bring in people that I'm loving and we have some conversations with them. I don't know. I'd love to hear your ideas of different things that maybe you'd like to incorporate in the podcast and how we could do this on a weekly basis. But I definitely like the idea of having some consistency for you guys to kind of just like get more of what you're looking for. I know I get a lot of product requests and a lot of different things that I'm like sharing on social media. Like if I love something and I talk about it a lot of times you guys will be in my DMs asking for more information on it or why I love it and just sharing some more things on it. And I think it would just be like a really fun way to incorporate the things that I love. Like if you follow me on social media, I just got a tonal and this has probably been one of my biggest DMs in the last month of just a review of the tonal, my honest thoughts and my honest review. And I think that this would just be a fun place to kind of chat about it a little bit further. So let me know what you think. You can DM me on social media or my contact information is in the show notes. Now, jumping into today's podcast, like I said, we're talking about how to stay motivated after January. And I think that the biggest thing that you have to remember before we get into the tips is the only way you're going to succeed at anything is if you're willing to give your best effort. And I think you just really have to understand if you want something bad enough, you have to know that you are the only one who's going to get you there, right? Like it's never going to fall on your lap. It's never going to be easy. And as long as you have that mindset and you honestly believe that you're willing to work for anything and you're willing to make it your end goal to reach that goal, you can have anything that you want. And I really want everyone to just kind of soak that in because I truly believe in the words that you say to yourself are powerful. I truly believe that if you want something, you can have it. Like look at what people have done in their lives and look at some of the people that you look up to. And I'm not talking about people that obviously came from like money or like had things that maybe you don't have. I want you to look at people that you truly find inspirational. And you look at people like, for example, for me, Allie Love on Peloton. I think she is such an amazing role model because she shows you that you can do anything that you want, right? Like she didn't come from money. She built her own career. She started on Peloton. I think she was like the first instructor on Peloton to literally never have a history of being a cycle coach. And like, think of how powerful that is. You went from literally having no history to being a Peloton instructor. Like, how amazing is that? And now I know she's on like The View and all these other different shows. Like she is a powerful woman and she built that all on her own. And I know that that is possible literally for anyone, for anything that you want to achieve. You just have to be willing to do what it requires of you and to put in the work. And this doesn't just apply to fitness. This applies to anything that you set your mind to. As long as you're willing to do the research, as long as you're willing to do the work, and as long as you're willing to get back up when it's hard and when you are feeling unmotivated or feeling like you're not successful and just keep pushing yourself, I promise you that in some capacity, it is yours and you need to claim it. So that's my first motivational speech before we jump into the tips. Now, jumping into the tips, I wanted to give you guys just some very actionable things that you could do in order to reach your goals and how to really stay motivated. Because I don't want to just be like, you just got to figure it out and you just got to work hard. I really want to give you some things that you can take home as homework and work on so that you can really stick to your goals this year. And I know that it's not always easy. And I know this is about the time where the holidays have winded down and people are getting back into routines. So it can be really easy to kind of fall off course or things to start kind of not feel as much as like a new year reset. So these are going to be my biggest tips and things that I think everyone kind of needs in every aspect of their life. But if you're looking at the fitness aspect or the nutrition aspect, these are things that are going to help you drastically in making sure that you stick to your goals. Starting off with number one, I think that everyone needs to sit down and do a vision board of some sort. You don't need to like clip things out and glue them on a poster board, but I think you need to have some visualization of what it is that you want in some capacity. And I think that doing this at the new year is a really good time because everyone's just kind of in that fresh reset mode. And again, you're motivated and thinking about things that you want to achieve this year. And I would look at four different pillars here when you're creating your vision board. The first being career or personal, things that you want to achieve in your career or personal life. And you could split those up into two things, but if you're not necessarily career oriented, what do you want to achieve in your personal life? And I would give yourself a few things that you want to achieve. Again, you don't want to go crazy. You don't want to have like 15 things you want to achieve. Like that's more than one thing a month. Give yourself one to two things in each category. Maybe even three to four things in each category. But giving yourself enough to kind of inspire you and look at, because you'll be amazed when you actually start to plan it out what you can achieve when the end of the year comes. And it's also kind of fun to look back and say, oh, I wanted to do all these things. And sometimes you're like, I did all of these things because I had a plan and I was able to take action. So that's the first thing, is looking at how you want to structure your vision board and then looking at these four pillars. The first one being career or personal. The second one is family and friends. I think that it's important to have some sort of goals that you have with your families and your relationships in your life, because you're going to be building them forever, right? Like these are the things that are most valuable in life. So what are some of the goals or the visions that you have with your family and your friends or your relationships in your life? This could be maybe hosting more, or maybe doing more things with your friends, going to little events, doing things with your family and friends that you want to have on your vision board. The third is experiences. I think that you need to kind of mark off some experiences that you want to have, whether it be travel or going to do new things, whatever it is, I would definitely have that incorporated in your vision board. And then the fourth is health and fitness. What are some of the health and fitness goals that you have, and what do you want to achieve with them? The fifth one is a bonus, and that's financial. I think that if you have yourself physically fit, mentally fit, and financially fit, you are going to be successful in anything you do. So I think it's really important to have that as a goal as well. So go on Pinterest, go look at some of your favorite accounts on social media, and just get some inspiration of things that, if you were to look deep within yourself, ask yourself, what do you want to achieve? What would it be and what would it look like? And then start to visualize it, because the power of visualization is insane. Once you start to really tap into what you want and being able to physically visualize it, you become so much more powerful. Because think about if you want something, but you don't really know what it looks like, you don't really know what the outcome is, and you don't really know how to do it, you kind of can talk yourself out of it really easily. Imposter syndrome, you don't have the confidence necessarily, and it can be really overpowering to try something new and uncomfortable to make the change or to move into that direction. So a vision board is going to help you drastically when it comes to visualizing and getting things on paper. And then you can look back at that at times where you're unmotivated, or when you're struggling, or when you're maybe not really sure what you're gonna do, or you need some discipline. And you can look at that and use that as a tool to help you get to the point where you're like, okay, this is what the next step is, or these are one of my goals, and I've accomplished maybe this, this, and this, but I still have these that I want to accomplish this year. And it gives you that boost of motivation, but it also helps you kind of visualize what the next steps are. So that's what I recommend everyone does. And it doesn't have to be like the cookie cutter one where you see online where everyone's like getting post-it boards and cutting things out of magazines. Like, do however it works for you, even if it's just like a list of things, but visualize it in some sense. And I would recommend, if you're going to do a digital one, use Pinterest. Like, just create a board and call it your vision board and just pin things that work. And then you can go through and make comments or notes under them. You can even make it like a secret board, and it makes it so easy for you to just have something to look back at when you need it. And then you can have it on your phone, you can have it on any device that you have, and look at it when you need the resource. I love creating them in Canva as well. So then you can just like download the file and put it as like a screensaver. And it's just like a constant reminder of the things that you want to accomplish this year. Otherwise, it can be really easy to say, I want to do all of these things, say it once, and then completely forget about it. And then as the year goes on and life happens, you just forget about the little things that you wanted to do. And it's not a constant reminder. You're not constantly looking at it. You're not constantly thinking about it. And it kind of just leaves your life for the craziness of today. So try and remember that when you're redoing your vision board. Be realistic with yourself, but also dream. Like, that's the point of it. Because when you have a plan and you have something that you can look at and visualize, you would be amazed at what you can do. The second thing is to strategize. Now that you kind of have your vision aligned and you know what you want, you need to strategize it. And you need to have some sort of strategy behind the plan, because there's a difference between a dreamer and somebody who takes action. If you are a dreamer and you're just constantly thinking about the things you want to do, talking about the things you want to do, but you never take action, you're never going to actually achieve anything that you are dreaming about, right? If you're somebody who takes action, you typically have some sort of strategy for why you're taking action, right? Like if you want to go to the gym, you don't just say, all right, I'm going to start working out. If you say that, usually it doesn't necessarily happen. But if you have some sort of strategy of what you're going to do, like the plan you're going to do when you get to the gym, what days you're going to work out, how many times a week you're going to work out, that is a strategy that's going to allow you to start taking action on that specific goal. So if your goal is to start working out this year, you need to have some sort of strategy behind how you're going to achieve that. How is it going to work within your schedule? How are you going to make it happen on a daily basis? What time do you need to go to the gym? How are you going to get there? What are you going to do when you get there? What is your nutrition like to support your plan? Those are all things that go into the strategy of how you're going to achieve that goal. And this is what I would do when you're looking at any goal. Make sure that you have some strategy of how you're going to get there. Because if you just say something very lofty, like I'm going to make $1 million this year, but you have no strategy of how you're going to do that, the odds of you making $1 million is slim to none, because you're just banking on the will of it happening for you, right? You need a strategy that's going to allow you to look at it and say, this is the work that I need to do in order to get to that goal. This is the overall strategy of this goal. And once you kind of know what your goals are, and I would recommend that you break them up, but not give yourself an insane amount. Like I would not try and exceed one goal a month, especially if they're bigger goals, because it's hard to not only achieve a goal, but do it consistently. So if you're just now starting out, I would try to do 1 to 2 goals a month at max, and I would strategize each one. But also look at your year, like what is actually achievable for you, and really break down what you want to achieve. If you're like, I want to start posting on Instagram, I really want my Instagram to take off this year. That's a big goal, right? Like you are committing to something that's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort from you. And in order for you to get there, you're going to have some sort of consistency behind it. Posting regularly, editing regularly, engaging regularly. Like these are all things that are going to go into it. But if you just say your goal is to post on Instagram, that could mean you post once this year and there's no strategy behind it. But if you say, I want to grow my Instagram and this is what I need to do, so I need to post daily, I need to post stories daily, how many stories do I need to post daily? What does my content need to look like? When am I going to edit? How am I going to film the content? That is your strategy. And that is how you're going to be successful at it, is because you're breaking it down and you're looking at it at a deeper level. But I hear all the time, I'm going to post on Instagram this year. I'm going to have a post once a day. But if you really just say that and you don't really know what that looks like and what that requires of you, it's really hard to get to that point where you're going to achieve that goal. So really work on the strategy behind each goal and try and figure out how you're going to incorporate that on a daily basis. Because think about it from like even a health and fitness perspective. If you're like, I want to work out or I want to be healthier this year, what does that truly mean, right? Like if you want to be healthier this year, does that mean you need to clean up your eating? Does that mean you need to get a workout plan? Does that mean you need to be a little bit more active? What does that look like for you? Because everyone is going to be so different and your strategy is going to be different from the next person. If somebody's like, I want to build muscle mass, that's going to be very different than somebody who's like, I want to lose 30 pounds or I want to lose 30 pounds of body fat before my wedding. Those strategies are going to have to look very different and they're going to have to be very tailored to you. So you're going to have to know what your goal is, but also how you're going to get there, how it looks in your daily routine, and how you're going to show up for it on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, and on a daily basis. Number three, and I think this is why a lot of people start to fall off of their New Year's resolutions or their goals kind of start to trickle away, and it's because they're too restrictive. So I would highly suggest that in what you are doing, you are not too restrictive or you're not too strict necessarily. And specifically, I'm talking in regards to nutrition and fitness. I think that the term restrictive definitely relies more on the nutrition aspect. Like when people are trying to lose weight or they're trying to reach a goal, they get very restrictive. And that's not necessarily the best strategy. And I'm not even going to say necessarily, that is not the best strategy if you want to see results. And here's why. When you are too restrictive, you're putting yourself basically on a timeline. You're telling yourself that in a couple of weeks or once I finally get to this goal, then I no longer have to live this way. And I think that is not a good way to approach anything, because if you're approaching it of the mindset, I have 30 days where I have to eat this way, and then once those 30 days are up, I can go back to the way that I was. Well, the way that you were before you started this and the what got you to that goal is not going to stick, because that was already leading to where you were at before. So like if you were eating a bunch of food before and you went on a crazy diet and you lost a bunch of weight, but it was insanely difficult to stick to. It was insanely restrictive. You were never able to go out to eat with your friends. You weren't able to eat your favorite foods. And it was just a miserable 30 days. You're literally counting down those 30 days until it's over with, right? And then once those 30 days are up, you just go back to your normal way because you started to see a little bit of progress. You're not going to continue to see that progress because you're no longer in that deficit, right? But you were doing something that was restrictive that just wasn't sustainable, but it let you get to those results because of a different strategy behind it. So you were technically in a deficit, so your body was losing weight, but you were doing it in such a restrictive manner that it wasn't sustainable long term. So you kind of have to get out of that mindset that you have to be restrictive or you have to do something for a certain period of time and get more in the mindset of being more balanced. Being balanced with your nutrition, being balanced with your lifestyle, with your relationships, with your time. Those are all really important aspects of if you're going to achieve a goal or not, right? Like if you're always saying yes to somebody and you're always going to things and you're never saying no and prioritizing your time, you're probably not going to feel like you have enough time. And you're probably going to feel like you can't achieve anything because your time isn't well balanced. If you are constantly adding to your to-do list and having really bad time management, you're going to have the same issue, right? But in the alternative, if you're managing your time really well, if you're only saying yes to things that you want to or that serve you, and you have a good relationship with your yeses and your nos and balancing your time, you're going to feel a lot more successful in being able to get things done and like you have more time and more balance in your life. But like the alternative is that you feel burnt out and that you just don't have enough time and there's never enough time in the day. And it comes down to you being either too restrictive or not restrictive enough with the things in your life. And that happens the same with nutrition and fitness. If you're doing too much cardio, if you're doing too much HIIT, you're not going to get the best results, especially if you're trying to build muscle mass, right? Like you have to have a good balance of your cardio and your weightlifting if you want to see the best results. If you are trying to lose body fat and you go on a really restricted diet, you're not going to be able to sustain it long term. So your results are not going to be sustainable long term. But if you get yourself into a routine and a lifestyle of balance where you enjoy your favorite foods in moderation, where maybe you get to go out a little bit more, but you have a good balance and a nutrient dense meal plan or nutrition plan that you follow and you find ways to enjoy healthier alternatives, you're going to have so much more balance in your life and you're never going to feel like you're constantly on a diet, because that is the thing that I see lead to the most failure is you get so restrictive that you start to view eating as a diet. You don't go out with your friends. You don't eat your favorite foods. You say, oh, I'm not allowed to. I can't have that. And you build an unhealthy relationship with not only your food, but with your relationship with fitness and health and wellness in general. And it causes you to be so restrictive that you start to say, I don't really want this enough because I can't live my life if I'm doing these things. And that is the biggest thing that restriction does, is it makes you feel like you're on a timeline. And once that timeline's done, then you get to go back to your life. And what you need to do with any goal that you set is make sure you incorporate it in a balanced way so that you don't feel like you're on a timeline. And then finally, when this timeline's up, you can live your life again. You should be able to live your life through any part of your journey, through any goal that you have. Yes, there might be more restrictions, but it doesn't mean that it has to be restrictive to the point where there's no balance. So balancing it out, making sure that each goal has a balanced method and it fits into your life, whether it be time management, relationships, health and fitness, whatever it is, make sure there's a good balance there so that you don't feel like it's all consuming. Number 4, follow a plan. I think this is huge when it comes to health and fitness, particularly if you don't have a plan when you're going to the gym, what you're going to do when you get to the gym, what you're going to eat to fuel your body, you are more likely to fail. Not planning is planning to fail, right? So if you go to the gym and you say, I'm going to work out today, what are you working out? If you just show up at the gym, it's not going to be a good workout. You're not going to target a lot of muscle groups. Like, you took the first step, and that is a great first step. But if you do that on a consistent basis and you don't go with a plan, how can you honestly expect to see significant results? It's just not going to happen, right? In order to see results, you have to do something consistently over and over and over again. And this is where I see a lot of people get lost in their fitness journey, is they kind of start to do a couple workouts, they follow somebody on social media, they see a few of their workouts, and they just kind of start to incorporate them on a daily basis. And they just do very random workouts. But there's no plan or strategy behind it, right? They may be just going to the gym and doing something they see on Instagram and then following the same thing the next day and kind of mixing it up week after week. So the time under tension just isn't there. You're not targeting the muscle groups long enough or consistently enough to see any sort of progress. There's no plan when it comes to nutrition after your workout, so you're not fueling your body properly. Maybe you're eating too much, maybe you're eating too little, and you're not going to see the results. And therefore, you don't see progress and you become unmotivated. So having a plan of what you want to do to achieve a goal, even if it's outside of health and fitness, you need to have some sort of plan of how you're going to achieve that goal. If you want to lose 30 pounds before your wedding, how long do you have until your wedding? How much time can you dedicate to this? Are you working a full-time job? Are you planning the wedding on the outside of that? And are you super booked? When are you going to get to the gym? And book it in your calendar and go at the same time every single day so that you have some plan of when you're going to go to the gym. Now that first part is done. You know when you're going to the gym. But what is the second step? What are you going to do when you get to the gym? Are you trying to tone up your arms? Are you trying to just lose 30 pounds? What are you trying to do? And how are you going to get there? If you're going to try and tone up your arms, you need to make sure that you're working your arms a decent amount of time, right? Like 2 to 3 times a week, making sure you break up the structure. Do you want bigger shoulders? Do you want biceps? Like, what does that look like for you? And make sure you have a plan that works. If you want bigger arms and you go to the gym and you do a full body workout that's mostly lower body, you're not going to have stronger arms by the time of your wedding. Like, that is not how that plan is going to get you there. So you have to have a plan that is designed to help you reach your goal. And this is where I see a lot of people fail, because they really don't know what to do. And they just kind of do a bunch of different things. And then they say, you know, it's just genetics, or I tried everything and it's just maybe not for me. But in reality, it's just not a structured enough plan, and it wasn't designed for you. It wasn't designed to help you reach that goal. So getting together a plan, whatever the goal may be, but let's focus on the fitness and nutrition aspect. What are you going to eat? What do you need to eat? What does that need to look like for you? Do you need to be in a calorie deficit? Do you need to be in a calorie surplus? How much protein are you eating? Where are you getting your protein from? How are you going to be planning your meals? How are you going to meal prep? How are you going to make sure that you're sticking to your goals and your macros and your nutrition? What does your gym plan look like? How many days a week are you going to work out? What are you going to work out when you get there? And then make sure you're doing it consistently. I don't want you changing up your workouts every single time you go to the gym. I don't want you changing up your nutrition all of the time. The more you are consistent and the more you are routine with it, the better the results are going to be. Which brings us to number 5, my favorite, get some routine set up. You have to have routines in order to be consistent. I do not think that if you are not a routine person, that it's easy to stay consistent at anything. If somebody doesn't have a routine of when they wake up and go to the gym and do all these different things, it's really hard to get it done on a consistent basis, right? If you didn't set an alarm in the morning and you weren't up at the same time every single day, your body would slowly just wake up at whatever time it wanted, right? Like, you would go to bed at different times and you'd wake up at different times. And there's no consistency or routine there. But if you set your alarm for 5 a.m. and you go to bed at 9 p.m. every single night, your body starts to get into a rhythm and your body starts to get into a place where it knows what to expect. And that is the most powerful thing about a routine, is because once you know what to expect, the discomfort slightly starts to go away. You start to get really comfortable and you start to get more advanced because you're building confidence and you know what to expect. You know what it feels like when you wake up at 5 a.m. And the more you do it and the more routine you are with doing it, your body starts to adjust, right? Like, you start to know what to expect and your confidence is already there. So that is the biggest thing with routines, is it's going to help you get to a point where you get more powerful because you have that stability there and you have something to lean on. You have something that you know is going to get you there piece by piece. And it kind of takes the thinking out of it. So now you know what your habits need to be and you know what you need to do to be successful. And as long as you basically follow that, you're going to get there. It's literally like the steps of your plan. It's going to be your routine that's going to help incorporate the plan into your daily life. Number five, I think you should do weekly check-ins with yourself. I do weekly check-ins with my clients. And I don't think it has to be anything substantial. But I think that especially if you're trying to reach something substantial, you have some sort of way to check in with yourself, whether it be a calendar or it be maybe a checklist or a to-do list, something that you can look at the end of the week and say, how did I do? What did I need to do better? How could I have done better? And why did I fail? Because if you don't have a way to check in with yourself and you don't have a way to look at how you did or why you might have failed, it's going to be really easy to come up with excuses or to not really realize if you're not seeing progress. If you have a huge to-do list that you just kind of keep a mental note of in your brain, I'm sure there are things that fall off the to-do list because you don't have a way of tracking them, right? But if you write them down, it one makes the clutter in your brain so much lighter because you're not like thinking about everything. But two, it makes it so you have something to hold yourself to and you have a way to check in with yourself. Did I get this done? Why not? And what do I do from here? And I like to do this in the form of a calendar. That's my personal preference. And I do this in forms of like three calendars. I have a monthly calendar that I fill out every single month. And I fill out the things that are high level projects that I want to achieve. And this is something that I check in with myself on a monthly basis. How did I do? What does my content maybe look like? How did my growth look like? What did my strategy look like for my business? How did I do income-wise, financial-wise? How did my workouts look? Those are all things I kind of check in on myself with. And this really allows me to be strategic about what I need to do the next month. Sometimes I can be like, yeah, I was really on point this month. I got a lot of things done. I reached all of my goals. And other months I'm like, you know, this came up and I wasn't expecting it. So now it needs to move to next month. And I need to kind of step it up because I didn't do really well in this category. And that's okay, but this is a way for you to check in so that you get better. So I have my monthly one, then I have my weekly calendar. And in my weekly calendar, I put all of the high-level tasks. Sometimes it's brand deals, sometimes it's new client signups, it's strategies for what I'm going to be doing throughout the week and the high-level tasks that I need to do and what I need to accomplish that week. And I really like to try and stick to about 3 to 6 of each things for each calendar. So like 3 to 6 of my weekly tasks, 3 to 6 of my monthly tasks, and then my last calendar is my daily tasks. And this is where I time block, and I make sure that I have 3 to 6 high-level tasks that I focus on and I get to check off. And this allows me to check in with myself on a weekly basis and a monthly basis, and sometimes a daily basis. I'm not gonna lie, a lot of the times on a daily basis, it's just not there. Sometimes you're just like, yeah, I didn't get everything done. Let's move it to the next day or the next week. And that's just how it is. But on a weekly basis, I really look at the high level tasks that I scheduled for myself. And I'm like, what did I accomplish? What did I do to make sure that on a daily basis, I was getting these tasks done this week? And then I was moving the needle in every area of health, fitness, business, career, personal, whatever it was. How did I take this strategy and really make sure that I moved the needle? And if I didn't, what caused me to fall off track? Did I not make my morning routine? Was my nighttime routine all over the place? Did I overbook myself? Was I constantly busy? Like, those are things you have to look at. Or were you just maybe unproductive? Did I just scroll way too much this week? Like, did I not prioritize my content strategy and I prioritized more social media time? And obviously you're going to have those weeks. You're going to have bad weeks and you're going to have bad days. But as long as you kind of have a way to check in with yourself and look at your overall productivity, I promise you that goal is just a couple steps away. And it took a long time to get to this point. I didn't just start off with 3 calendars because let's be real, if you have 3 calendars and you've never lived by a calendar, that's going to get overwhelming really quickly. But at the beginning of each month, I started planning out what my month looked like. And then I broke that down into kind of weekly tasks gradually as I started to work through the weeks and then daily tasks. But what I started out with was a daily calendar. And I lived by my daily calendar by time blocking, by making sure that I stuck to my 3 to 6 high-level tasks. And then as that grew and as I had to start building out strategy and plans for longer periods of time, I kind of developed that into further planning. So like, don't feel like you have to have like a ton of different calendars. Like Sean would die if he had to live by three calendars. That's just not his personality. But I am very type A, as you can probably tell. And I like to live by my calendar. If I didn't, there's no way that I could stick with anything on my to-do list because my brain would just be overwhelmed with everything that I had to do. So that's my strategy for having a check-in with myself and a way to weekly check-in with myself. And the last and final tip, and I think is probably the most important one, is accountability. I think that if you don't have somebody that's going to hold you accountable, whether that be yourself or whether that be an important person in your life, there is going to be no way for you to achieve that goal because there's always going to be a reason why you didn't have to. I think every single person needs to have accountability with themselves as well, because it's so easy to let yourself off the hook. If you don't have a way to have accountability with yourself, you will always find ways to say, you know, I just didn't get to that, or break promises to yourself. And I think that is the strongest form of being able to be successful, is to have a form of accountability with yourself and treat yourself like you would anybody else. If somebody was to disappoint you or tell you that they were going to do something and they didn't, I would assume you would probably be pretty disappointed, maybe in them, or just start to get really frustrated and feel like they didn't keep a promise to you and you're not valuable. You need to have that level of accountability with yourself, because if you tell yourself, I'm going to do something, or I want to do this week, and you don't do it, and it's something simple like maybe you scrolled too much, or you just didn't give yourself enough time, or you didn't plan right, you're letting yourself down. And it's ultimately up to you in order to get there. You can have an accountability partner, you can have a coach, you can have somebody who's going to help keep you accountable, but in reality, the only person that is going to help you be successful is yourself. So you have to get to a point where you have accountability with yourself, where you are frustrated almost with yourself when you don't reach a goal or when you don't keep the promises to yourself. And you find ways to use that as motivation to be more disciplined and to start reaching the goals that you want. But I also think it's important to have somebody be an accountability partner for you, because it's easier to have that accountability and make you more motivated. Like if you have a gym buddy that says, I'm going to go to the gym with you every day at 5 a.m., it's a lot harder to disappoint them than it is to disappoint yourself. And that's just kind of naturally how we work. It's a hard thing to kind of get to the point where you are keeping yourself accountable and you're a really good accountability partner for yourself. But if in the beginning you have somebody that's helping you keep accountable, it makes the process one, more enjoyable, but two, it makes it harder because you're not going to want to disappoint them. You don't want to be somebody that says, hey, I'll go to the gym with you at 5 a.m. and never show up, right? Like more than likely you're going to show up for your friend because you know that they're counting on you. So I think that having some accountability partner to start, especially in a relationship, maybe it's your significant other, maybe it's your mom, maybe it's a parent, whatever it may be, I think that having that accountability is massively impactful, and it's going to allow you to reach new goals that you didn't think you could because you have somebody else there alongside of you. But I do think that in the bigger scheme of things, you have to find a way to rely on yourself, and you have to become that accountability partner for yourself. Because you need to be able to say, I'm going to do this, and know that you are strong enough to say, I'm going to do it and I will do it. And if I don't, I'm going to hold myself to it and I'm going to find a way to achieve it another day and not give up on myself and not give in to the excuses. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on additions that we can add to the podcast and how you're enjoying the podcast so far. If you have time and you enjoy today's podcast, please leave a review. It helps me so much in supporting this podcast. You can follow me on all social media channels at Kayla Dirk, and I will talk to you in the next episode.